Trance channeling, psychic surgery, hands-on healing? Well, today, Kimberly Meredith, a world-renowned medical and medium, trance channeler, and psychic surgeon, will explain what that means. We have her live in studio. We're going to be talking about her appearance at Conscious Life Expo, February 7th through the 10th. We're going to talk about her miraculous healing gifts from the Holy Spirit. Through her healing mediumship and blinking eyes, God directs her to perform laying on, hands-on, and psychic surgery. I'm Tony Sweet with Captain Ron. Today we're going to...
All right.
Well, this is Tony Sweet. I'm with Captain Ron and one and only Kimberly Meredith. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
We're excited because we actually have somebody in studio with us, because normally everybody Zooms or Skypes in. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We have a lot of questions for you, and we're excited. We're going to be at the Conscious Life Expo also, and this is going to be your fourth year.
Yes.
How exciting is that?
Very exciting.
You're going to be doing a panel, or are you doing your own workshop?
I'm doing two workshops, one on the 8th and one on the 9th. I'm doing Mother Mary of Divine Grace.
Great.
On Saturday. And that's a very special workshop close to my heart, where I'll be bringing in the feminine energy. A lot of women and men are, bringing in more masculine energy these days. So I like to concentrate on bringing in some of that feminine love in.
There we go.
Yeah.
Captain Ron will show up. That'll bring
it. Yeah. That'll really juice that. Yeah.
I would love that. And I'm awakening our gifts more and doing some beautiful rose oil and prayers. And so that'll be beautiful. And then on Sunday, I'm doing on February 9th, some very intense speaking out about boosting your immune system, about how the energies can get caught up in a third dimensional frequency into our body, moving ourselves into a fifth dimensional energy, taking questions and answers in the audience about the ETs and hybrids, which I'm very really speaking out about a lot lately. And also, I go in the audience and I go in cold and find people that often have severe illnesses. And this is an interactive healing event, by the way. And so people come up on stage also and join in the fun. I like to make healing fun. And so this is really a really fun event. And the expo has honored to make this event of the only event at the expo, which is a 2-hour special event.
Great.
And we're playing Beatles music, which is really fun.
Yeah. We have love or something.
Yes. Yeah, we have a live. Yeah, all we need is love.
All we need is love.
And we have a live band coming.
Why?
Rock on.
Are you going to sing? Or?
I am. I'm going to sing. All we need is love.
So, okay, well, this has really taken off for you, and you become like this world expert, and especially with Medical Intuitive. But you've had this gift for a long time. So how did you find out that you had the gift, or what happened to like enlighten you?
Well, I feel like I had gifts when I was little. Mm-hmm. My eyes were blinking when I was born. Oh. And yeah.
I thought that was something that happened with this event. No, that's actually from the that all along.
Yeah, I was a baby with blinking eyes. And my grandmother didn't mind that, and so she encouraged that. And I remember being very young and having a lot of lines in my hands. You can see I have lots of lines. And
yes.
So I would rub my hands together and pray on my grandmother, and we had a very overly unusual relationship. My grandma and I were very bonded. And that annoyed my mom.
She's like, love me.
Yeah. So my mom didn't really care for the blinking eyes. And I talked to a lot of people out there that are star seeds and crystals. That's kind of an interesting word out there. But people often have special, unique gifts. They don't quite know how to open up yet. We're right in the ascension, the awakening. And so what happened was that I pushed them down. I stopped the blinking. I was taken to many different doctors. They said, you know, maybe she's autistic, she's, you know, has epilepsy, different things. So I was just kind of told to stop blinking. I did do healings on animals when I was little, and they worked, the healings on these little creatures.
You, how would you even think to do that? Were you in a religious family? Were they like real religious?
They were Jewish.
Okay.
And my grandmother was Methodist. we were different, yeah. And it was religious. Yeah, it was religious. So, but for me, I was really into praying. I always just was always wanting to pray because I had tumultuous childhood. It was broken up. I was raised with my mom who had a very bad alcoholic problem. So I was always reaching to and had an inner knowing of God.
Mm-hmm.
So what ended up happening is that I stopped the eye blinking.
Really?
And I remember when I stopped it, it was the age of 8. It was a very depressing time for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have clients right now that say that they had certain stories like this also. So then fast forward, I go into a life of we moved from – I was born in actual – Lee. Don't laugh. I was born in Compton.
Really?
You know, I don't know if you know that area.
I won't laugh, but I'll giggle. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then so we ended up moving to Los Angeles. And then, you know, I moved on. I tried to push away those abilities and stuff and just not notice them. But I always had this kind of paranormal ability to do things. And throughout my childhood, I was doing things that were not normal, and it aggravated my mom.
I'm sure it did, and just because she didn't understand it.
At all, no. No, yeah. I was doing remote viewing at the age of 10. I was moving things with my eyes.
Wow.
I would sit up at night in an Indian style like this.
Just on your own, no training? Did you read this, learn this? You just did it.
Mm-mm. I would move the door with my eyes, and I had teachers telling my mom that I was dyslexic, which I was, but that I could do other things, you know, that other kids couldn't do, you know. And there was just lots. I was, you know, slapped for saying reincarnation.
Really?
By my mom. But she didn't understand why I was saying that.
Well, you've heard about these kids that, you know, at 2, 3, 4 years old remembering their past.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
it's true. Did you have that? Did you feel that?
I did. I remember seeing myself wearing a veil around my head, so I would walk around like little kids wear Superman
right.
outfits,
or
wow. they want to wear, you know, ET stuff, or, you know. So I would wear like this nun outfit, like I would wear this little like this I have on today,
right.
but I'd wear a wrap it around my head like a little nun, and I would walk around. Yeah, so I wanted to be, you know, this graceful little girl. Yeah, so I'd wear like that. And even though that I would have dark energy attacking me, I always was saying stuff like, I love you, mommy, or I love you. And
so that was the positivity that was kind of the
yeah,
the wall to keep the darkness away.
Yeah, I always was.
Did you ever ask or understand what the darkness was?
I knew who to trust and who not to trust at a very young age.
Uh-huh.
And I always felt or heard, forgive, you know, forgive them, forgive them. I would constantly hear, forgive them.
Hmm. Now, didn't you have an experience, though, where you had a near-death experience?
Yes.
Yeah.
So moving on, I lost my mother young. I lost my paternal father young. And then I went on to still have a relationship strong with my grandmother. And then I went on into nursing. I went on into the acting world where I became a medical consultant on shows. And then, you know, still having throughout my life these very interesting experiences where now and then things would pop up that were just not normal. Some paranormal experiences. And then one day, you know, but going to the mall and being a normal girl, you know, with different things, I wouldn't say so normal, I get hit by a car.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, was it real bad?
Were you in a car or were you walking?
I was walking.
Oof.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the epiphany that the energy of the omnipresent, and I'm getting chills right now, is saying no matter what we do in life that you want to do is not what the omnipresent wants you to do.
Oh, so you had your destined destined reality.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like, no, I don't want to do that. And they're like, yes, you will.
Yeah, because I really did dig what I was doing. Yeah, I did. Sorry if I'm not speaking the microphone enough. Yeah, I really did. So anyway, that was the start of the journey, yes.
Now, was there an NDE associated with that? Is that when you had?
At that point, I did not have the NDE at that moment, no. At that moment, I was like, I'm going for this.
Right.
I'm going to still go to my life because this is everything I want. So at that point, my fiance was like, I think we need to go, you know, get help. And I was like, no, I am staying with this position I'm doing right now because I loved what I was doing. So in that next few weeks, I continued the job and then I got really, really, really sick. Hmm. And a lot of people out there know what I'm talking about. You work your whole life towards something. I'm getting chills right now because God is saying, you did it to yourself. You work your whole life towards something and you want it so bad. And I fought against my destiny of who I am. And then what happened is weeks later, I fell onto the floor of my bedroom and I was losing my kidneys.
But so you... Because right, I mean, you're a medical intuitive, so you can scan, but you didn't know your own issue.
Not
going
at that
on.
Point, I wasn't a medical intuitive.
So you didn't have
I didn't
at least
know
the knowledge
what,
yet.
No, I didn't even know anything about any of this language we're talking about right now, near-death experiences or healers or anything like that. I just was a girl that was having an experience of dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I got rushed to the hospital, and then they told my, partner at that time that she's not going to make it. It was on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. There was lots of nice Jewish doctors around to
right,
help
right,
me.
Right, 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 right. So how much longer after that
thank God.
Right. How much longer after that you did start discovering that you could your intuition or your psychic abilities could scan or start seeing people's medical issues.
Okay. So then while I was experiencing that whole thing in the hospital, I had no idea what I was in for. Just trying to get, you know, myself
survive.
And get myself back. And then after I got home from the hospital in the wheelchair, it was probably about, it wasn't until 7 months later that I witnessed that I would become a trans channel.
Hmm. Was that a lot of soul searching, a lot of meditation, or is it something that just came to you in 7 months?
it was a lot of crying and, understanding that it wasn't me anymore, mm-hmm. and that I had left my body, and that I had received the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
So it was a life-changing event.
Yeah.
Wow. And we've talked to many NDAs and that have, the gifts were revealed during this moment, or at least once they recovered, that they realized that. Why do you think it takes an NDA...
NDE.
I wouldn't mind getting some new NDE.
Right. NDE. But what?
So about your DNA.
Yeah.
DNA. An REM. Why does it take something like this traumatic to really open that third eye or to reveal the gift? Why do you think that is? Why not just know it from the start?
Now that I think about it, I think that it was – parts of it was traumatic and parts of it was beautiful because when you receive the spirit coming through your body right. and the awakening, you realize that you're here to really serve and help. And that's why we're all really here. We're here to have on a mission and to serve others.
Mm-hmm.
And once I realized that, I was okay letting go of my other life and that there was a lot of joy in the receiving. And then what was so cool and so rocking beautiful is that the pain released out of my head and I wasn't feeling that pain anymore. Mm-hmm. And then when I called my doctor, I said, I don't need to use my painkillers anymore, and my concussion is feeling better. And he was like, that's great, Kimberly. And I said, and I've had an awakening. And he was like, this is my doctor at Cedars. He's like, well, I don't know what that is. I said, well, I feel really great, but my eyes are blinking like they did when I was a baby. And he was like, well, that's okay. That's cool. I don't think he knew what that meant, though.
Right. Right.
And then I then found out through a friend who was a Reiki master, Katie, and she's also an RN. She's like, I don't know. I think you might be having a Kundalini awakening, or we've got to go further from there. You know, so it was kind of very, everything was very organic that was happening. Wow.
And do you know anybody else in this field that have the blinking like you, or are you pretty unique when it comes to that? Because everybody has their own way of receiving.
Absolutely. I haven't met anybody that has the blinking and the scanning like me, but it's funny. I do webinars on my I have an angel club where people come on. They wanted to start calling angels an ET club now. But anyway, it's funny. But some of them say after they come on that they start blinking, which is
really
funny now.
They start blinking.
Yeah, they're saying they're blinking now.
So now I'm not going to want to call her. Because
right.
Interesting. And also, these blinks mean something to you, right? And you can discern the differences between different kinds of blinks, right?
Yeah, my left eye means when things are good in your body. My right eye means that things are not. And usually, I am very spot on with that blink.
Really?
We're going to talk about that later. Anyway, and then both eyes blink when you've either had a God awakening or God, you had an NDE yourself, you could have had a near-death experience at some point. And I do three blinks to the side. I confirm stuff. I do, they'll do different codes when they're trying to tell me something. I'll get hot flashes when you have cancer. So I have lots of different codes and different things that go on with me.
And what, over time, just through trial and error, you realize what each of those mean? Is that how it developed?
Yes. It's so interesting because God is so miraculous, the omnipresent, and has so many different beautiful names. I just choose to use the word God. Gave me these humans just in my home. I didn't have to go to a class anywhere because I have a friend who was an agent to a lot of athletes had come to my home when I first got the gift and said, you healed my Achilles heel. I had rubbed my hands on his heel. Mm-hmm. I knew it had been, torn by my blinking eyes when I first got the gift.
He needed surgery, didn't he?
He did. He needed a surgery. And I'd rubbed my hand on it and it had went back up. And he was like, oh my God. So he went to the doctor at Cedars and they said, you're healed. You don't need the surgery anymore. And that was the first person I had ever had done a healing on. And then he told his friends at Gold's Gym, and then they all started coming over, and I started just kind of guiding my hands over people and saying, did you have a hernia here? Did you have rotator cuff surgery? When I was rolling my hands over their body, and they would say, yeah, I did have that, or I did have that happen, or I did have that happen. So they were just all coming over for free, and I was doing this every day.
And there was like, wait a minute here.
Yeah, so it was really, really good practice for the first year, year and a half.
Kind of like an internship.
But you had to be like amazed, like you have this superpower all of a sudden. Like it had to be like this, holy cow, look what I can do.
It was very interesting for me that it was going on. And then it graduated to doing healing. And then psychic surgery, where then the guides would guide me, take your hand, I would hear, to the left and go in, and then take the other hand to the right and dismiss it out of the person and have them breathe it out. And then tell them to say these words. And as they would do it, I could see the lump dissolve out of their body. And then that's where it came in that I was called a psychic surgeon. And then that's when Norm Shealy and other people started saying, let's test her. Let's get her to our institute.
We've had people in here that say that they heal people on the other side of the world by doing that as well.
Nobody's tested.
Right. But this is the most exciting thing about you is that you've actually had it tested, right? Like scientifically tested?
Absolutely. I've been tested at SciTech, Shealy, and IONS, where they actually have filmed where and I every day in my office, we see these tumors and nodules, and I put intestinal tracts back in, and we just see it gone. In China, they have videos at hospitals. They show when Greg Braden was showing it being done. For me, this is everyday practice where I can see these things being dismissed and they're gone. And also, there's before and after videos where we see it, and then after it is gone. And this does mean you are letting yourself go into the higher dimension. Also, it's not just me doing it. You're also saying, yes, I'm in the fifth dimension. Yes, I'm willing to be healed. You're taking your body into a higher frequency.
Wow. See, I want to find out more about this testing, because that's the thing unique to you, because we've had other people in here and they never say that. They just say that they've done that. So I like that you were so curious by your own abilities that you wanted to get tested. You wanted to find out what is going on. How do I do this? And does it really happen? And you're saying that they've clinically shown that people have been healed, or what have they shown?
Yeah, they've had multiple people, 21 people, 30 people, 15 people, dozens of people with me before and after. Not only that, I know what's wrong with them before they go into the scans, and I know after they've been scanned, they have pictures, then they have a healing with me, then they go back into the scan. You can see the difference of the healing.
Interesting.
There's
before and after.
Has there been anyone that you scanned that you were like, oh, this, I don't know if I can correct or heal? Has there been somebody beyond that repair, I guess?
Well, there's been people that have come to me that don't know that they have things that I have found in mm-hmm. them. There's people that I have, gone over their body and that have had a scan with me. I've done a healing with them, and they've come back in and said it has not been all the way healed. Is that what you're saying?
Right. But I've seen these ones where they fly to, Africa or South America because they're dying of cancer.
Right.
And they want a healing.
Right.
They come to you and you're like, this was just God's will that, your destiny is not to live on this earth. I mean, or can you try to prolong their life, or can you?
You're
heal?
Saying can people,
like a stage
I can
four?
You ever say you can't help?
Like a
I
stage
can
four?
That. Yeah. There's a man recently that came to me from 9/11. He had like probably 16 tumors in him, and they told him he wouldn't live maybe like 3 months, and I didn't want to know where all the tumors were, so I scanned him. I know where all the tumors were, and we did a healing, and one of the tumors I pushed on it and moved it to where they went in and were able to take it out faster because of the way I did the psychic surgery. So rock on for that.
Yeah.
He's had multiple surgeries. The doctor said, without my nutritional program, without the stuff that I subscribed to him to boost his immune system, bad water, plastic, not good.
No, it's not
good.
You
can't be on it. You need glass.
Right.
The right probiotic. There's so many probiotics out there. I make sure my clients that have, and I don't call it cancer, I call it immune suppressed conditions. And most of the country is immune suppressed right now because the sun is not the sun. We have global warming. We're all vitamin D immune suppressed. So that's what my workshop is at the expo about.
Right.
So what I did for him as I got him on the right nutritional plan is it God's, work that says what can happen? Absolutely. I'm a vehicle for God to help people.
Right.
And he has to be willing also, like you're asking, to be all the way in.
Mm-hmm.
This man is incredible. Every time he'll say, Kimberly, I'm down for the count. They're telling me I'm not going to make it. He's living right now. He is living proof of the miraculous miracle of God. They told him just like a few weeks ago, you're down again. We went back in and prayed on him again. Knocked out a few more of those. He is living.
Do you think about documenting this? Like going in with cameras? And getting like, sure, why not? Right? right?
Yeah. I just got a call from my agent this morning, and they're going to come down to the expo and document.
Because you hear about these healers all over the world where people, like to Lourdes or whatever, where people go to be healed or whatever.
Yeah. Do you think they want to document a giggly healer
like me? Yeah, you're so much more fun than those people. All right?
Well, what I was going to say, you know, if you think about it, I mean, have you ever seen the new Netflix series called Messiah?
I did hear about that.
It's really great. And it really proves that I always said if Jesus came down again for the Christians, nobody would believe him.
Right.
And so this is kind of what this is. And so when we have people like yourself saying, I can heal through angels, through God, I mean, that's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, and they didn't believe him then. I mean, the people that was his, you know, his tribe believed him, but, you know, Rome and the Jewish community did not believe him, and he ended up persecuted because of it. But so, you know, I do think it's funny that when somebody says, I can scan and I can heal, we just instantly like, oh, we don't believe them. It's because I think humans are so skeptical about everything, and now with technology and everything. But why not? I mean, why not?
Yeah,
You know, I believe.
Do you run into that? Do you run into people that don't believe? I mean, obviously.
You know, it's interesting because
I'm skeptical of all these things.
I hear more now than ever. I'm a believer. Joe Dispenza. Joe Dispenza's out there. There's, you know, he's out there doing it. I'm doing it because the reason I'm doing it and I'm doing it and I'm a believer is because it keeps me alive. Hmm. Why I do it every day I wake up, I say, God, my eyes blink. You can say, God, my eyes blink. What am I to do today? I hear, you're to go serve. You're to go lay hands. You're to go help.
And you love this.
People keep coming in.
You do.
They keep wanting me to scan and wanting me to lay hands. Why? Because it keeps me alive. Listen to this. When I don't lay hands and when I don't scan and heal, I can't walk very well. I'll go back in the wheelchair.
Because it's the opposite. We would think that would drain you. It's the opposite.
Exactly.
Interesting.
You're exactly correct. When I do the work and when I serve, I am strong and I'm united with passion.
Huh. I love that.
I do too.
It keeps me going.
And for the listeners, please, we're going to be taking some calls. We usually don't do this on Truth Be Told, but I'm glad Kimberly has said yes to this. We have some people already in queue.
Well, that's what's interesting too, is she can do this over Skype. You see people over Skype and help them, right? They hear your voice and they're able to.
Now, do you do like Zoom or Skype visual, or is it only audio?
No, I do visual too. I just want to add one more thing. Often people will ask me, after I'm healed by spirit, how do I stay healed?
That's a good question.
And that's how I stay healed, is by going out and speaking and helping others to be healed.
Right, there has to be like a limit of it, though. Like, let's say you help keep somebody alive, then they're 80, then they have cancer, you help them, then they're 90. At some point, it's not going to work anymore, right?
It's always going to work.
Well, then somebody's going to be 160 going, I've got cancer. Help
Don't
me.
You read the news? Well, they're coming out with ways to stay alive forever. Right? Eternal youth.
I mean, at some point it's not. Do you feel like it works every single time? Do you really feel that way?
God works always, always on time.
I mean, through you.
Yeah, it can work every time.
So you feel you have 100% success rate with healings?
I say with people, 98%.
98%.
Yes.
Because I have to say,
I don't think regular doctors are 98%.
Even through prayer.
Prayer.
But even through prayer, though, it is powerful. But isn't the old saying is even sometimes God says no?
It's God's will. There's a time to live and a time to die.
Yeah.
Yes, so, and it's time to yes.
Right. Well, see, wouldn't you agree with that then? At some point, someone's going to come to you and say,
absolutely. But that's their free will.
Well, and we'll go back to my mother who passed away about a year and 3 months ago. It was her will to go.
Yes,
she
and
told
my
me,
grandmother passed.
Yeah, she told me, and I saw her decline, and she chose to decline, and and it was her time. So,
but they're saying she's not gone. They're giving me a negative link.
Hmm.
She's with you still.
Well,
yeah.
Here.
It's a whole other show now, Tony. Man, the show gets weirder every week.
I'm going to prove her right. I've always said since my mom's been gone, I don't.
They're saying no, she's not gone.
But she's not gone. But I'm going to prove you right. So from January 1st until just about a week ago, I've been like really sick, like flu-ish. Right. It's not the flu. I got up at 3 o'clock.
Flu-like symptoms.
Flu-like symptoms. It's not this new China one either. But I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was hacking and not feeling good. And I went to the restroom. I came back, woke my spouse up. It was like, and I said, where did mom go? And it was like, what? And I said, where did mom go? Where'd she go? And then I went, wait a minute, what am I saying? So she must have been present. I just did not remember her. So she is, I believe, still around me.
Yeah. Well, they're saying no, she's not gone. Number four, she's your guardian angel. They're blinking four nonstop. Hmm.
I believe that.
Yeah, four.
We've always made a pact years ago that, like, whoever goes first, which I'm assuming it was going to be her, but that she would always watch out for me and be there for when it's my time.
And why are you saying four? Is that like some code you have?
It is.
Now? That's another thing.
Yeah,
okay.
It's another four.
Oh,
four
didn't you say you had 61 different things you've interpreted?
So she's communicating with you right now going, no, I'm not gone. I'm your angel. Hmm. That's four.
Well, but that's still gone from this realm, is I think what he
physically
meant. Yes.
Yes.
But not spiritually.
We don't want to bring her through my voice right now.
Oh, no.
Can you do that, too? She also juggles.
Yeah, right.
Really
as
amazing.
As the voice comes through. Yeah.
So tell us about these 61
beautiful.
Different codes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're very close together. It's multiple code blinking for different subjects and things that I do, and like speaking to the afterlife, and also different codes of what people have, different illnesses and things like that that go on.
So you have so many different things. It's not just healing. It feels like you also can talk to the dead or whatever.
I can. See? I don't really go about advertising that, but
right.
I do spiritual counseling. On my website, you can look at all the different things that people do. Sometimes will come in. They don't just do medical scans and healing. They'll want to come in and do an intense counseling session with me.
So just basically you are intuitive into these people and you can see the other side and you
can. I can.
So well, I see.
But I can do all of that stuff, but I basically the main thing people really want from me is to
heal.
Know about the medical stuff that goes on in their body and the healing.
Would you mind giving us an example through one of our calls?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. So we're going to take some calls. Like I said, we're just going to take a few because we have about 15 more minutes left. So she's open to any questions you have, and Captain Ron and I will just look the prettiest as we can in the background. But we're going to take our first call. It's a 516 number. So you're alive on air, so go ahead and ask a question to Miss Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Anita from New York.
Hi.
How are you? Hi. Kimberly, you did a healing for me on your radio show in November for cysts in my breast, and you told me to get back to you, and I went for mammography 2 days ago, and they're still there. Is there anything you can do to help dissolve them?
What is this? What did they say about the cyst?
They're benign, but
good.
A very dense breast tissue. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I would definitely do a Skype session with me. That probably would be a lot more powerful than doing it over the radio.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'd go to thehealingtrilogy.com and schedule an appointment with me.
Okay.
So then I could look at you.
I could look
at you straight, you know, straight.
Awesome?
Well, I can definitely work with you straight seeing you in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be the That would be the best thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Thank you, Anita. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Anita. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. We're going to do a 206. 206. You're live on the air with Miss Kimberly Meredith. Go ahead.
Hello. My name's Brooke. I'm from Washington. And I guess I'm curious about, can you heal people's emotions, like if they've had emotional trauma their entire lives, those I'm not as much physical trauma, but emotional traumas.
I do that. I can help with emotional trauma. I do go into your DNA strands, and I help activate you and bring you into a higher frequency. So I have a class going on this weekend on Saturday. If you go to my website and sign up for that. And what I do is help you go out of your third dimensional traumas and move you into a higher frequency by looking in your eyes. I don't know if you can see me right now.
Yes.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Awesome. So if you look in my eyes right now and see how they're blinking?
Yes.
Okay. You would take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. And you would say, oh, there you are. Okay, I was looking at that camera. Okay, so you look, can you see my eyes right now? Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
you look sideways, though. If you look at your microphone, I can see your eyes better.
There's a little delay. She's going to look directly into the camera.
Okay, okay, I'm looking at you now.
Okay.
Okay, can you see me now?
Yes.
Can you see me? Okay. Now, just say, I am in the fifth dimension.
I'm in the fifth dimension.
Okay. So I'm just kind of giving you a little test of it. So what I do is I walk you through a series of mantras, and I take you out of a third dimensional frequency, which is worry and fear and suffering. And then I move you into a higher frequency by staring into my eyes and blinking you into my eye frequency and your eye frequency. And I would go through this list of things that I would take you into doing and break cords with you. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm a firm believer. I just don't have the resources or understand how to go about it, or else I'd have done it already.
Yeah, so why don't you repeat a couple things after me? I'm in the fifth dimension.
I'm in the fifth dimension.
I love being in the fifth dimension.
I love being in the fifth dimension.
I feel amazing in the fifth dimension.
It's amazing in the fifth dimension?
I am a miracle.
I am a miracle.
I'm a gift from God.
I am a gift from God.
I love myself, and I love being in this miraculous dimension. I can do anything in the fifth dimension.
I love myself, I love this dimension, and I could do anything in the fifth dimension.
We belong in the fifth dimension.
I didn't hear you.
We belong in the fifth dimension.
We belong in the fifth dimension.
I belong in the fifth dimension.
I belong in the fifth dimension.
I don't have any more worries or fears.
I don't have any more worries or fears.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Bye-bye.
Well, have a good day. Thank you.
I was going to ask you, when over the phone, we've talked about this with other psychics that, you know, when you don't actually physically see them, is it the same as like the picture that just pops into your head of seeing who they are, what's coming through? How do you actually visualize their... who they are? Because like we're right in front of you and you can see us, scan us.
Yeah. The minute I hear their voice, they'll start blinking information to me. So once I hear their voice, or if they're sick, they can breathe. I'll know if they have a good lung or a bad. I'll know they have a big lung, a bad lung or a good lung, big lung or bad. Yeah. So once they start speaking, mm-hmm. I will know if they have. My guides will come in right away and tell me yes, no. So if somebody calls in, I will know they're sick or not by right. the communication my guides are giving me. So if somebody calls, they'll go no, 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 good, God, God. They'll start giving me my code blinks. Mm-hmm. So when she called in, I didn't get a negative that she was sick.
Wow. Okay.
So it was more emotional going on.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what I got right away. So I get hits right away when someone calls in.
And when you said you had, is it 61 different blinks? How long did it take?
It could be even more than that.
I was going to say, how long did it take you to start learning what those were? How long did it, because that must have took you a while.
Well, I've been doing this for about 3.5, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a
like
long
about
time.
That. But it's not that long because some I've only been going out in public since 2017.
Because we have Char Margolis here who's been doing this for 45 years.
Yeah, I'm pretty new. So yeah. 2017 to now, I've only been going out in public. Yeah. So
God must have really wanted you to, because you really excelled and really got out there, because people really starting to know who you are. And that's it must have been your time.
Yeah, and I've helped a lot of people that have been suffering from really bad sicknesses on my YouTube channel. There's a lot of people there talking about how they've been healed, and they're still healed right now. Sorry, I'm not in the phone. And I also like to mention that I love working on animals. I have a lot of really great results with dogs and cats, especially. I'm not too into horses and just kidding. I have a sense of humor.
Just kidding.
Yeah, right.
Why would I think she's kidding about that? She says all these other things.
Right. That's But no horses, though. Yeah.
No, I do love horses, but they don't come to the office.
Right, right. Yeah, you walk in the door. Oh, hi. We're going to take one more call because our time's getting short. But when the call's over, I want to ask a little bit about angels versus ETs.
Oh, my favorite subject. Ooh.
All right, so 416, you are live on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Can I help you?
Is this Kimberly?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
How are you?
Fine.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good.
They're saying not so good.
Well, they would be right.
Yeah, I'm getting a negative blink.
So tell us what you want to ask Miss Kimberly.
I'm just wondering about ways, like if there's blocks or something that's preventing me from getting healed.
Yeah, what do you want to give me a hit on something that's going on? Because they're giving me a negative blink. Or do you want to...
Like medically?
Yeah.
So I have a stage 4 breast cancer that has metastasized to my lung.
I was going to say take a couple breaths for me because I was getting a negative blink around your throat chakra going into your teeth. And I was getting a really big hit on your mouth around your teeth and your gums and your mouth and your throat going down to your breast.
Okay.
So are you using chemotherapy or anything?
I have just finished one session and I'm now going to be starting another, but I'm just asked for a bit of a break. So I'm off right now, but yeah.
Okay. And what is your question?
So are there, is there a block or something that is preventing me from healing myself?
They're saying no.
Oh. Okay.
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 And where do you live?
I live in Canada, in Ontario.
Okay. And how long have you had the breast cancer?
Like it started in 2016. And then I was considered healed, and then it came back in 2019. So I've been dealing with it, the spread to my lung, so since 2019.
Because I'm getting 2018.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's when it started, but they didn't catch it until May of 2019.
Yeah, that's what I was blinking. And also, are you doing high doses of probiotics and wheatgrass juice and all that fun stuff?
I am trying definitely to get a lot of that stuff in. I do the probiotics, not necessarily as much of the wheatgrass, but I do take it. Trying a lot to take a lot in of natural supplements and stuff as well.
Okay. And why are you thinking you're having a block? Because it came back in again?
Just because I don't seem to be healing. Like I feel like it's taking a while. Maybe I feel like it's going to come. There's no question about that for me. I just, I just wonder why it hasn't happened yet. If it's just coming and it needs to come in stages or whatever.
Okay, so you can ask another question to Spirit, and then I can just give you a couple more recommendations. Then you can always reach out to me for a Skype.
Okay, wonderful. Okay,
yeah,
that's perfect. So I can ask Spirit myself. You're saying. And then I can contact you. That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah. So what I'm saying to you is that I'm confirming to you right now that I'm not getting a negative blink that you're not going to be healed.
Okay, good. Yeah, I feel the same way. So I'm just wondering if maybe there was something blocking me from or stopping me from that happening. So that's great.
Yeah. So some things that maybe you need to shift in your life this time, like not, I don't know if you're drinking what kind of water you're drinking.
Okay.
They're giving me a negative blink. Yeah, go ahead.
Water.
You're drinking what?
Some filtered water. But I have been considering getting like a really good filtration system.
Yeah, because they're blinking negative on the water you're drinking.
Okay.
So you want to make sure if you're doing chemo, if people are listening out there and you're doing all these things to help yourself when you've got breast cancer, the number one leading thing is that you've got to make sure you're drinking really, really good water, because you're just going to ruin the whole program and not, you know, make sure you brush your teeth with no fluoride. You know, all these things are really important.
Okay. Yep. And I definitely do that. That's great. Okay.
Okay.
That's
wonderful. Mountain Valley spring water is one of the best waters to drink.
Oh, Mountain Valley spring water. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me through.
Of course.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's interesting too, because I think also, and it just popped into my head, is also attitude. Like when you say, you know, ask Spirit, but I think she has a really good attitude saying, I know this is going to be healed. Don't you think the attitude going into any illness is if somebody's like, oh, I'm just going to die, and it's not going to probably turn out well.
Absolutely. My practice, I have mostly breast cancers mm-hmm. and cancer clients, and the ones that are so positive and they're on chemo or radiation or they're on some immunotherapies, we have the programs that we use. We go at it. We do the wheatgrass. We do the good water. We don't take baths and tap water. We mm-hmm. do the bath balls, and we're advocates. We go for it. We win.
Right. Well, we only have just a few minutes left, but I have to ask this. I've always thought about extraterrestrials and angels.
Right.
Sometimes, are they one and the same, or are they separate entities?
Well, I'm getting so ask one question at a time.
So angels and extraterrestrials, are they one and the same?
I don't feel they're all one and the same. Mm-hmm. There's angels and there's ETs. Mm-hmm. Are there some angels that are ETs? Yes.
Yeah. Maybe like if people see them.
And there's angels that are angels and there's ETs that are ETs.
And vice versa.
Yes.
And how did you get into the ETs? You said it's becoming more and more. Well, more and more that you said you're working with.
You're interested in ETs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've always been, because since I've become a channel, I have tons and tons of people that come up to me and go, there's no way you're not channeling or using those energies because of what you do.
Right.
Because the powers that you have, you must be having some kind of hybrid or energies coming from those civilizations. And because I'm an open vessel to energy, mm-hmm. I get downloads from them. And so I answer questions all the time from people on the subjects and stuff. And they are only of good ETs that come in and work with me. But I do know the difference in the energies I have worked around. I've had encounters with ETs. So, yeah.
Encounters as visually or more just felt like spiritually? Because when I was a kid, I saw, me and my family saw UFO, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Did you see, actually see a physical craft and everything?
Yeah, okay. I've had encounters with UFOs, and I've had, yeah, I've had encounters with ETs and UFOs.
Was that a scary moment, or were you...
this could be a whole show.
Oh, okay.
No,
we should have started with that, right?
We should have started with that. Yeah, it's the fun stuff, right? It was a little bit uncomfortable at first. But then, of course, because I'm so strong in the Holy Spirit and right. in what I do, it turned out to be in my favor.
Oh, great. Now, do you, like a lot of people, do you feel that the extraterrestrials are here to help us, or are they good and bad ones?
The guides are blinking. They are here to help move humanity forward. Mm-hmm. But there are some energies that are, of course, a mixed bag.
Right.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Right. There you go.
Well, we'll definitely have to have you back and actually make a whole show
yes.
of that.
Just about aliens, right?
Right?
I would love to do that.
Well, we are excited because not only we took calls, but we are both going to be, or all three of us are going to be at the Conscious Life Expo.
That's right.
We're not doing a workshop. We're just going to be there, you know, as eye candy. We're going to be interviewing a lot of the speakers
nice.
And stuff. But we've been going for several years. Once again, tell everybody when you're going to be there.
Yeah,
the workshops
sure
are going to be there. So
all right, here.
And get your tickets because
yes.
it gets packed.
It gets does. Packed. And Robert Quicksilver, who is the executive producer of the expo, is right. offering a discount for me coming on the
all
show
right.
here today. It's for my Saturday, February 8th. It's 10 to 11:30, the Mother Mary of Divine Grace special workshop. If you put in code 444, the angel number.
Oh, I love it.
You get a discount at the checkout. And then on Sunday, all you need is love is February 9th. It starts at 11:30 to 1:30 in the La Jolla Ballroom. Talking about the hybrid alien and ETs, too. We'll be doing a whole thing on that. Yay.
That's perfect.
And they put the checkout in the checkout card 444.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I see 222 all the time.
Oh, that's also really cool.
All the time. Well, you can also go to her website, thehealingtrilogy.com, and you can get, you know, Skype sessions or I'm sure other ways of communication there, and check out all her offerings and then all her upcoming events. I'm sure besides Conscious Life Expo, there's tons of things you're going to be doing throughout the year.
There is a lot of stuff going on.
Well, this was our first show, live show that we've had since
2020.
Since 2020, and this has kicked off. Mm. We're going to have a lot of Conscious Life Expo speakers, so make sure you guys tune in.
Yeah.
We have a lot in store for 2022.
Slow down.
All right. 2020 vision.
2020, yeah.
2020 vision. Yay. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate you. And as always, thank you for supporting us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out on iHeart, all the podcast sites. And until then, this is Tony Sweet with Captain Ron and the wonderful
Yay.
Kimberly Meredith.
Thank you, everybody.
Take
Great.
Care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.